Blog Talk Radio.
Paranormal Network coming to you from Van Buren, Arkansas. Well, we haven't been in a while, so I hope everybody will bear with us. We've got a lot of things going on, and hopefully we'll get our radio show back up and running pretty soon. Thought I'd jump on here and tell everybody what's going on, what we got coming up, and where we're going. So hopefully it's a good thing what we are going to be doing. So if it's not, then, you know, it's just one of those things. But I'm pretty sure it'll be a good deal. I haven't been on Blog Talk in a while, and still they've upgraded some of their stuff. I'm kind of not used to it. Hopefully, I'm getting out. I'm not really sure if I'm getting out or not. So, anybody out there that is watching me, I've got a live feed on the YouTube. Got it all the links up and running on everything. So, I hope everybody kind of. Somebody will join me and tells me that we are getting out because, like I said, we had this whole place tore apart about a month or so ago because we had the floods here in town and the Arkansas River was way up in the feeds, almost going over the levee here in town. So we ended up taking everything out of the buildings, all the computers and everything. So everything is dismantled down here other than my computers I'm using right now. And then we've got other things going on as well, so we've kind of got busy on doing different things, and hope everybody will join us and keep us and follow us and all that. And just be patient with us. We will be moving our studios here pretty soon, about a month or so. We are starting to tear down here now. Our studios, and we are moving our studios elsewhere. But right now, we're still here at our same location, but things are being moved around, things are being packed, and our new building is being ready for us any time now. We just waiting on the time to go down. We should be in the new studios and the new building by September. Hopefully, we'll have everything up and running by then. We may have a little difficulties on certain things. It may take us a long time to actually get things right again down there because we are moving back. We actually are moving down to Boonville, Arkansas. So we're moving from Van Buren to Boonville. Most of our stuff will be here. I mean, we'll still have a presence here in Van Buren, our Ghost Tenant group and all that. But we've got a lot of feedback. Guess I'm getting static. I can hear it in my... Maybe these mics too. Don't know where the feedback is coming from. Or actually, not really feedback, it's just static. I don't know if anybody else can hear it. Trying to get through it as much as I can. I know we're having problems with the internet. It looks like it's my phone that I'm broadcasting on YouTube is freezing up, and that's kind of unusual. But anyway, we'll get through maybe some of the announcements then before we get started. Anyway, we are moving, like I said, we are moving to Boone. We're getting our store ready down there. We're going to have a bigger store. Studios are going to be bigger. We're going to have start selling retail stuff down there and all that. So everybody will need to come down and visit us down there. Seems like Booneville is going to be the hopping place next year for us. And where all the events and stuff that goes on that we got going on is basically down there. So, it will be a good deal, hopefully. static gets to me. But that's what happens when you pack everything up and then you move it up and pack back in and you get it 2 or 3 times. got everything all out of whack. But anyway, well, we're moving down to Boonville. We've got a bigger store and all that. So, and we're going to be doing our broadcast down there, hopefully. Found out the internet service down there is not that hot. Not like it is here, but that's what I expect for a smaller town. But anyway, hopefully we can get by with it. I want everybody to also remember here in September the 13th and 14th, Arkansas Ghost Hunters of Crawford County are putting on a Paracon. Paracon in Boonville, Arkansas. One reason we're moving down there because we're having all our events down there. It's going to be at the Logan County Fairgrounds there in Boonville. Just hit Highway 23, go south until you see the fairground signs, and then you'll go to Caroline Road and take a right. And it's right behind the building there on the corner. And you can't miss this. It's a big old red barn out in the middle of the field. That's the fairground area, and we're having vendors there. We also have speakers. We have some speakers that's dropped out, but we still got plenty to go around for everybody. We have DPS from Dark Knight Paranormal Society. They're coming in and speaking. We have a Crossing Over Paranormal Research group from Oklahoma. They're coming in and speaking. We have a lady from Mansfield, Arkansas. Her name's Sammy. She'll be coming in to talk about working with energy. She's like a Reiki master, so she's going to come in and speak. We also have a guy from Ohio. I believe he's from Ohio. But anyway, coming in and speaking as well. He'll be speaking on Friday the 13th. Remember that. Good night. Have a Paracon, huh? And then after the Paracon, we'll be taking everybody up to a haunted location and do an investigation. But it will be $15 to go up there. And a lot of people know where I'm talking about. I cannot say what it is. If we're saying it's in Boonville, like I say, it's a big haunted house. Anyway, and then on Saturday, we have a lady from West Virginia. Her name is Jo Bailey. She is a good friend of ours. She's coming in and speaking about her thing that she's got. She's got a YouTube channel. She's got a bunch of programs on, and plus she's also with a network, and don't ask me what it is. I couldn't tell you. But anyway, she'll be here speaking. Then we have Robert Swin from Falk, Arkansas area. He is the Bigfoot man around here, down there. And in Bogie Creek area, everybody knows all that, the Bogie Creek Monster and all that. Yeah. Well, he's from down in that area. He's got tons of prints and castings and stuff. He's a great guy to talk to. He's going to come in and speak about that area. And then we also have a guy from Northwest Arkansas. His name is Rick Marshall. He's the Bigfoot man from that area. He'll be coming in and speaking of his findings and stuff. And then we have Anita Carpenter from Seminole, Oklahoma. She'll be coming in and speaking. She's been on TV and on Destination America on some of the a haunting shows. She's been on a couple of those. And she's coming in and speaking. And then we have research people in Fort Smith called Old Fort Paranormal Research. They've been around a little bit, not too long. They're kind of new, but they're coming in. They're going to talk and talk to us. And then after the event, we're going to have a dinner, kind of like a meet and greet afterwards with the speakers or dinners type, and it's $10 a plate. And then it's like going to be like a buffet thing. Go back and eat. Probably can. And then sometime during that time, we will be presenting a premiere of our new show called The Echoing from Beyond the Veil. We'll be having a premiere down there. And I still don't know what's up with my YouTube feed. Really jerky. That means I have internet problems, I believe. Anyway, and then after that, after the premiere, we'll be taking everybody to the Haunted House on the Hill. It's $15 to go on that. So, now that's taken care of. Now, in October, the first weekend of October, I think it's 56, Little Rock, Arkansas, Paranormal Expo. At the MacArthur Museum, all proceeds is made there goes to the MacArthur Museum to preserve and to benefit the MacArthur Museum. So the expo there is going to be at the MacArthur Museum. It's called the Arkansas Paranormal Expo. They got tons of vendors and bunch of speakers. I can't tell you what the speakers are, but they normally have a lot of good people speaking. And we'll be down there promoting the radio show and our new show, and give everybody out paperwork and all that. This information will be down there Saturday. So everybody come on down and see us and everybody else that's there. Great group, great people, and it's great to learn from them. I'm glad I became friends with them. So just remember, October 5th and 6th at the Little Rock, Arkansas, at the MacArthur Museum, Arkansas Paranormal Expo. You can go there and check them out. It's a real good deal. And that'll be right after our prayer con. Yeah, excuse me, In October, we also will be holding a fundraiser on the House on Haunted Hill. For that place up there, it's going to be $20 a person. It's going to be every weekend in October except the 26th. We'll have one on the 25th, which is a Friday night. All of it's just $10 or $20 a person. This 10 people limit per tour, and there's 3 tours per night. 15th, 19th. Let me get my paper out here and make sure everybody understands. October 5th, 12th, and 19th is when those are. It's a 2-hour tour. It begins at 5 p.m., 7 p.m., and 9 p.m. You choose what time you want to come in. And then October the 25th is a 2-hour tour, 6 p.m., 8 p.m., and 10 p.m. 10 people per tour. It's a limit. And reservations has to be made by this. You just can't show up. You have to go online and send us an email. And you send the email at www.taghocc1@gmail.com. And we'll get back with you, and we'll line you out on what tickets you want, how many tickets you want, and what dates and what times. But that will be in October, and tickets will start going on sale September the 1st. Just static is really good to me. But anyway, I know it ain't no fan blowing because I ain't got no fan in this office and our AC's out. So it's kind of warm over here on this side. Caught up on our news, anyway. All right. Well, it sounds like we got some people out front, which is good. All right. Well, let's get started on the haunted places in Arkansas. So what we are here for. Found some several different things here. And before we do that, we're going to have to take a break, guys. Sorry. Hang on.
Now Contour from Cox gets you right to the strange stuff.
Na 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 na.
Thank you. keeps getting better every day. When it comes to us, it's plain to see it's a good thing. It's a good thing. Yeah, it's a good thing.
about the spring of junior year. You just turned 17, the most beautiful girl I'd ever seen. I still recall that night at prom, seemed like only yesterday. As I took your hand, I'd never be the same. And I heard angels up there in heaven singing perfect harmony. And I felt the love deep inside you as I held you close. Time has passed us by since God has called you home, and not a night goes by that I don't play our song. Someday I'll be back with you, and you'll hold me tenderly, and then you'll take my hand into eternity. Perfect harmony, and I'll feel the love deep inside you as I hold you close to me. When the lights dim down low, if I get that second chance,
in the Arkansas Paranormal Network. All right, let's see. Altus Ozark, Arkansas. High school stage. At the Ozark Hills School, the stage used for musical and plays was supposed to be haunted by a student who wanted to be in the production. The director never cast him, and the boy told the director that one day he would be on stage. He later moved from the district and soon died in a car wreck. They say about a week before productions, things are misplaced and missing, but he never disturbed anything the night of the production. Arkadelphia. Henderson State University, Arkansas Hall, the ghost named Simon haunts the theater. He is particularly found in the balcony sections where he flips seats, giggles, and makes footsteps. He is also known to drop harmless objects such as newspapers into the stage from the ceiling. Also, a girl haunts the dorm at night, searching for her lost love. After he left her, she just wasted away. Another one in Arkadelphia. Washington Baptist University, there has been claims of orbs in the basement, eyes in the corners, blood on the walls, and most of all, most of the dorms and windows of the dorms, especially girls' dorm breaks, breaking at night with no explanations as to why they are broken. Haunting seems to be happening mostly at night, although people have spotted orbs in the basement night and day. Ball Knob, Shady Grove Cemetery. When you first walk in the cemetery, I believe the YouTube just went. Okay, let's see here. I'm going to try to do the live feed on the Facebook thing and see what happens. Be patient with me here. I'm trying to get this loaded up. Channel that works. Since the YouTube quit working on Facebook, maybe it'd be better. All right. Ball Knob, Shady Grove Cemetery. When first walked in the cemetery, you are greeted by a cold burst of air, even at night. The crickets don't go there on Halloween. You can hear voices trying to get to their holy resting place. Okay. That's a Batesville, Liberty Baptist Church Cemetery. Throughout the years, there have been mysterious lights in the cemetery. Also, an old woman can be seen, usually during the summer months, in a rocking chair in the upper windows. The gravel road of the front of the library is also rumored to be haunted by a young woman who had been killed in the early 1900s. A little boy has also been seen in the cemetery and is seen in pictures that has been shot in the cemetery. Lights turn on and off mysteriously and in the church. Batesville Lyon College. Used to be an old orphanage that burnt down in the early 1900s. It says that the late at night up in the chapel, you can hear what sounds like a rocking chair going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Then down the auditorium on the certain night, the walls look like they are burning. Wow. Down around the chapel. There are four posts and there's only a shadow of three. There are four posts, and there's only shadows of three. Children's voices, laughs, and screams has also been heard. BB Arkansas State University, BB Precious Hall, second floor, seems to be something with was heard running down the hall and screaming. No one else has heard this except for one person. Another person was nudged in the bed and scratching was heard on the desk next to her. Her roommate heard none of this. One resident reports someone trying to open their door forcefully. She got up and no one was even spotted near the scene. Right after she got back from checking the door, the air conditioner that had never made funny noises suddenly began making creepy knocking noises. Oh, wow. Benton, a woman was killed the day of her wedding. When you go down the road in the Salem County in Benton, going towards Sheridan on the second bridge at the right time when it was raining, all you have to do is flash your lights on and off twice and she will appear in her white wedding gown. Wow. Benton, Salem Memorial Hospital. The smell of foul odor can be found in the hallway on the sixth floor. Also, doors slam without notification. Water sometimes drops from the ceiling, even though it's not raining outside. Cries for help can be heard coming from rooms that are not occupied. Bentonville, Peel Museum, haunted by a former owner. The museum, opened to the public, has light poltergeist in the corner of the eye. Bentonville, Old High Middle School, was a little girl seen walking down the hall without a hall pass. So the boy went and told the principal. He went and inspected the hall, and the little girl was skipping down the hall, running her fingers against the lockers. It was found out that the same girl was hung by her friends in the year 1950. The sighting occurred in 2005. Berryville High School. The gym is haunted by some child. Many people are afraid to go inside the building. Odd sounds have been heard throughout the gym. Bigelow Old Gym. There was a little boy who was playing basketball. He threw the ball up and it broke the glass. He went up to get it and a piece of glass cut him deeply. Also, there are many rumors of satanic rituals being performed there, spawning apparitions and unknown noises at night. Conway Cemetery. You can hear voices at nighttime, at midnight, on a full moon. There is a tree that they hung people on where you can hear a lot of the things. Let's see, Camden. Buick House, I believe it says. Established in the 1800s in the French port or community near Camden. Home to a young child girl that was alleged beaten by her parents. She was locked up in upstairs room until she died of starvation. Tales from the travelers sworn of a ghostly sound coming from the home and strange mischief have occurred to passing vehicles. The young girl is supposedly buried in an unmarked grave across the road from the house in Jones Cemetery. The cemetery is itself has its own reports of strange occurrences. One example is if you turn off your headlights motor, it may not start again. Also, mechanical parts to vehicles will go missing after entering cemetery's gate. Wow. You don't want to park your car 3 blocks away, walk up. Yeah, that wouldn't be good. Camden, the factory by the river. Various orbs can be seen at night. People can be seen down the hallway. And voices and old-fashioned telephone can be heard at night. Doors and cabinets open by themselves. Lights turn off and on by themselves. See, Camden, the railroad track lights. The ghost will appear on Halloween night. A mysterious light always appears. It is possible that someone may have died on the tracks looking for a way home. The location of the tracks is right across the street from the Pepsi place, but it only appears at night. Cave City, Witch's Hollow. It is called Witch's Hollow by the townspeople because the legend has it that the abandoned like village house, a witch participated in magic, is said that she's murdered her husband and died later. Many people have reported seeing her walking along the road. You can still visit the old village and house. Charlotte Baptist Church, a worker has been found hung in midair with chains around his neck. Strange noises have been heard in the church as well as in the cemetery. Children's voices have been heard in the empty classrooms, and an apparition of a preacher that has passed always has been seen in the pulpit. Clarksville American Legion Hall. It has been said that if you sleep under the American Legion Hall camp, you will see and hear ghosts of the old That's all it said. It just ends. I forgot to finish it. I see. Clarendon Morgue Cemetery, Monroe Cemetery, Courthouse. Our country sentence. Boy, I'll get it right one of these years. I'll learn how to speak. Clarendon Monroe County Courthouse. That's stuck on the cemeteries. In the early 1893, an opera comedian group led by John Orr and his young wife Mabel occurred came to Clarendon to perform at a local opera house. After performing there, Orr decided to make Clarendon their home. John and his wife lived in a house with several black caretakers in the back. John and his wife and one of their hands help Mabel do to kill him. It didn't work, and the abuse continued. Mabel and four of the other conspired to shoot John, and it came about that John was shot and killed. It soon came out about Mabel and the involvement of four others. And a lynch mob came and arrested Mabel and take her to jail. The four black, three men, and one woman were hung in the courthouse yard. Mabel took an overdose of morphine provided by the sheriff as an alternative to the public lynching. This day, you can hear her cry in the basement of the courthouse and can see lights along the levee that led to the river where the four lynch bodies were carried across and buried on the other side. Coal Hill, Awesome Walk Cemetery. You can go up to the gates in the middle of the winter, and they will be hot to the touch. There is a trail that goes completely around the cemetery. When you walk it, either in the night or day, you can hear somebody walking behind you. You can hear whispering and grunting. If you are lucky, you can see glimpsed out of the corner of your eye someone standing there looking straight at you. But when you turn, no one's there. It's the boogeyman. No, it's Bigfoot. Really? No. Maybe an alien? Conway. Hendricks College. Rumors has that the ghost of a young woman nicknamed the Galloway Virgin resides in the attic. One can feel a presence in the hall late at night. Noises such as someone walking in the attic can be heard. Cold rushes around frequently, and one can ever sense an ominous feeling of sadness when walking up the stairs towards the locked attic. You can hear Conway Nursing Home. You can hear children laugh and play. There are also reports of an unexplained opening and closing of doors, burst of cold air embracing you as you were entering certain halls. Conway University of Central Arkansas, Hughes Hall, Room 219. Appliances turn on and off themselves. You can feel the presence in the room. And winter comes water comes on. No one's near the sink. Persons residing in the room can feel someone by a lay down next to them at night. Objects have been blown across the room. One person even felt someone pull her belt loop. Things like that go on all the time in this dorm. Carter, historic Carter Bridge Springs. There were reports of an apparition of a woman being chased by hounds, children playing on the train tracks below, and sounds of a baby crying. February 2004. Correction. Additional information. You also can hear footsteps and see footprints, but no one is there. Darnell High School. Footsteps are seen in the ceiling. Strange shadows are seen walking through the back of the gym and cafeteria, and screaming is heard from behind the curtains on the stage. Dover Lights. Well, we almost went to the Dover Lights. We weren't too far away from when we did an investigation up in Dover. The ghost of a Spanish conquistador searching for their lost gold in a village in the Ozark foothills. Dyer, the overpass to the Alamo compound. If you park your car at the bridge, you put your car in neutral, something will pulls your car over the bridge. We debunked that one. We know what it is. Eagles River North Slope Saloon. There is a mysterious lady in yellow who appears during after hours and became angry if it is mentioned. Wow. Eureka Springs, the Crescent Hotel. Of course, everybody knows about the Crescent Hotel. Everybody wants to go to the Crescent Hotel. I mean, everybody does. I think the last people that were up there did anything was Ghost Adventures. Now, I want to see that. I want to see the what they found out in the Crescent Hotel Ghost Adventure people. I said Ghost Adventure people, not just one person. So, all you got to do is say it's the Crescent Motel in Eureka Springs, Arkansas. And everybody knows what you're talking about. And I won't read it all. There's no need to read it. Fairbanks, West Mark Hotel, room 277. There is a ghost of what is probably a large man. The ghost was active mostly at night. He has been known to push lights lightly on the bed and poke people on the shoulder. One person had heard something on the floor, like a person running his fingers along the carpet. There were other small noises that could not be explained. There was no one staying in the room next room that could have made any sound either. The Fort Smith Judge Parker's courthouse. Judge Isaac Parker, who hung over 80 people here onto the courthouse that is now a museum. The people had hung also on the courthouse. You can sometimes see the ropes of the gallery swing back and forth with no wind. Also, you can hear the banging of Parker's gavel in the courtroom. Grant County, Ico Cemetery, ICO, Ico. The cemetery is located off the Grant 58 in Ico. There are reports of lights, gravestones being relocated, and feeling of being chased from the cemetery, and ghost cars following you back down 58 towards the highway. That I like to see. Grant County, Old Redfield Road. There are reports of everything and anything from ghosts wandering the road, apparitions in the cemetery, and flashlights, and railroad going dead with no explanations while in the actual cemetery. Any actual experiences within the family occurred when driving down the road, the hood of the car flew open and for no apparent reason other than passing the haunted cemetery. Upon arriving home, they found nothing wrong with the car, that would have caused the hood to unlock. Gravette County, Cemetery is located off the road of 270 East. Reports voice lights and faces in the trees and ghost trains actually barreling through the cemetery itself. There is also a rumor of a girl who was tied to the train tracks, no longer present in the near area, but actuality of that rumor is unknown. Gravel Road pit, or pet cemetery. Pet cemetery. There you go. Surrounded. Supposedly, if you go there late at night, you can see apparitions of dead animals that were buried there. You can also hear their howling cries coming and going in the night. Now, that's one thing we haven't done, is been into a pet cemetery. Verdon Railroad tracks. If you walk down the tracks late at night, you will see a green light down the tracks. They say there was a man that was walking on them, and one day he got stuck in them. Oh, stuck in them. Okay. That's his truck. I told y'all learn how to read one, did it? Stuck in them. A train had cut his head off, and even since then, you can see the light that looks like a lantern going down the track. He is looking for his head. It was on Unsolved Mysteries. Hickory Valley Church. At night when you go in the church, if you listen carefully, you can hear people singing Amazing Grace and another old hymn. If you bring a candle, you can just about make out the figures of many young children and some teenagers that have not crossed over yet. Rest stop in between the Queen and Herito. There is a hill at the exit there, next rest stop. If you stop at the stop sign and put your car in neutral, you'll get pulled up the hill. Jacksonville High School. In the auditorium of the high school, strange noises can be heard of a man mumbling to himself. Also, you can also hear footsteps along the catwalk where there is no one there. Jacksonville North Polsky High School. The band room is haunted by two band students that had passed away years ago. The doors open by themselves and random instruments go off, especially to the wind chimes are heard, although no one is playing them. Jonesboro, Arkansas State University, Winslow Hall. People say that at night the ghost comes out in the halls when the first open, and the girl died from an era in the construction of the stairs. The stairs collapsed. It said that she runs through the hall, making the building safe, running the halls, trying to get them safe. I hear sirens. We got the front door open. AC don't work in the building, so we got the front door open. So you hear sirens just coming from outside. Little Rock Job Corps Center. There's a little girl who died there in the place. She sometimes sits on the stairway, either watches you or follows you. Little Rock, Old State House, thought to be haunted by various politicians. Little Rock, Quapaw Quarters. This is the Little Rock Historic District. Hundreds of homes were built from the 1830s through 1900s, many of which have ghostly pedestrians. Carriages and horses have been heard and seen on the streets of the roadway. Little Rock Quapaw Quarters, MacArthur Park. We're going to be down there. The area was a military training ground. Started in the 1830s, the old arsenal building built in the 1830s has ghosts that are seen in the basement and standing upon the staircase. There was also the site of a Civil War Confederate. A 16-year-old boy was hung there by a federal troop in the 1864. Quapaw Quarters Mount Holly Cemetery is a large cemetery which buried burials dated back in the 1820s. The graves of the six Confederate generals, as well as Wise and Cherokee Chief John Rose, around found her, a statue having apparently been seen moving. Some are reportedly found in various areas of the neighborhood as they just wander off by themselves. Many people were reburied there in the 1800s. Ghostlies, flutes playing is heard, as well as apparitions being seen. Many graves have trinkets placed upon them. Pea Ridge Battlefield, the most Civil War battlefield. Pea Ridge has hundreds of, much like Gettysburg's, only not as strong. Well, we came to the end of that War Eagle Shore. Confederate soldiers appear to be guarding his territory as he walks along the shores of the river next to the War Eagle Mill. Warren Mark Mill, ghost of Civil War soldier, haunts this area. Woodson Highway 365. A few people have reported picking up a female hitchhiker on the stormy night. She asked them to drive her to her house. When they get to the house, the driver turns and says goodbye, and the girl's gone. The driver will go up to the house and ask the owner if the house owner of the house about it, and the owner will reply that's this happening all the time since her daughter was killed in a car accident close to home. Whitson Pine Bluff, Whitson Road. The Whitson and Woodson's lateral road are one of the same. Mysterious lights have been seen known the following cars down the Whitson Road. Well, Well, I hope everybody kind of enjoyed the little short, brief segment I had here. It wasn't too short. It's almost 2 hours. We also, since we had to do the lose the YouTube thing for some odd reason, tell everybody on the Facebook that's watching me on the Facebook thing. All of that little announcements we got going. I want everybody to remember that in September the 13th and 14th, we are holding a Paracon, Dark Dreams Paranormal, and Tag Hawk, the Arkansas Ghost Hunters of Crawford County. Dark Dreams Don't Die Paracon 2019, September the 13th and 14th, be at the Logan County Fairground on Highway 23 in Boonville. Go to Boonville, Highway 23, head south. You'll see the fairground signs. Take a ride on the Caroline Road, and they're just right on the hillside there. We've got many speakers. We have DPS, Dark Knight Paranormal Society, coming in and speaking. It'll be Dwayne and Sir Erica and all them be talking. We have Corpse Crossing Over Research Paranormal Society from Photo, William Brown. It was going to be Raven, but I think they've changed it now. I think there's somebody else is going to be speaking with William. We did have people from over in Eupaula area, but they dropped out. They had to cancel. So we got a lady from Morrilton, Arkansas. Her name is Sammy. And she would be talking about working with energy. She'll be talking on Friday the 13th, and the guy from I believe he's from Ohio. Don't get me wrong, yeah, he is. I just assumed that's what he is. I got a bad, for some reason, I got a bad static in my headset, so it's bugging me out badly. I think it's my headset, actually. Anyway, on to the more excitement. Who's speaking? His name is Robert Frey. He'll be coming in on Friday to talking. And then we also have a lady on the 14th, which is Saturday night, Joe Bailey from West Virginia. She's coming in and speaking for us. She's got a lot of YouTube stuff going on and part of her network as well. So she's a real good lady, and I can't wait to meet her. I talked to her a lot on my phone and messaging and all that. I see her on the videos, but I have never met her in person, which I'm anxious to meet her and her colleague. Anyway, she'll be here on Saturday to speak. Then we have a guy from about Bogey Creek area, Mark's Wynn, Bigfoot Man. He's got tons of castings and all kinds of stuff. And he'll tell you about the Bigfoots down in that area. He'll be here speaking. And we also have another Bigfoot Man from Northwest Arkansas. His name is Rick Marshall. Real good friends of ours, and he'll be in and speaking about the Bigfoots in the Northwest Arkansas area. And then we have a lady from Seminole, Oklahoma, Anita Carpenter. She'll be coming in and speaking. So I think she's been on the TV channel, The Haunting, Destination Americans, on some of the haunting programs they had on. I believe she's on a couple of those. She wrote some books. She's got all kinds of stuff going on, and she'll be on with us speaking. And then we have and we're supposed to have Gavin and Paula Kelly, but they canceled on us if they were going to a bigger Paracon in a different state. And I don't blame them. I would too if they call us up and wanted us to come up and promote the shows that they got going on, especially the new one, Truth of Legends, what they're working on. And so we'll get down here one of these days. They won't be here, but we have a group in Fort Smith, O4 Paranormal Research. They're Christina and Will Sargent. They're both going to be speaking on Saturday. Now, after Saturday, we will be having a supper, meet supper, like to meet the stars and have supper with the stars or the guest speakers, I would say. And it's be $10 a plate, and it's going to be like buffet style, I understand. And I guess you go back and get all you want. That'll be there. And then also, there's going to be a premiere of a new show that's being filmed here in Arkansas called The Echoing from Beyond the Veil. And the stars of the show will be there, and they're going to be showing the premiere of that show, of that new show. Hopefully, it'll be on YouTube pretty soon, and then they're going to try to get local listings and stuff, trying to anyway. But all the stars of that show will be there as well. And then afterwards, then we'll take everybody up and do an investigation on the house on Haunted Hill both nights. And that'll be $15 a person on those nights on the house on the Haunted Hill. Now, the next month, October, I think it's 5th and 6th. I don't have a calendar out, but it's the 5th and 6th, first weekend of October. We'll be down in Little Rock at a Paracon at the Arkansas Paranormal Expo in Little Rock at the MacArthur Museum, and all proceeds go to the MacArthur Museum to help preserve that nice museum out. And they've got tons of speakers, all kinds of vendors, and it's a real nice place to go. And we'll be down there talking about our radio show, and we'll be talking about the new show that we have, and giving out information. So come on down there and enjoy the museum that they got down there. It's pretty nice place, big, and meet all the speakers and all vendors and everything else. And we'll be down there giving information out on different things. And then after that, while that's going on, some of my members will be here doing tours at on House on Haunted Hill, help fundraising, doing some fundraisers for the people up on the hill there. And we're booked every weekend of October except for one, and that one now will be on a Friday night. Dates will be October the 5th, 12th, and 19th. Those are all on Saturdays. It's a 2-hour tour. It begins at 5 o'clock 7 o'clock and 9 o'clock, and 10 people per tour is a limit on them. It's $20 a person, and the only way you can get tickets is by reservation. And you can't come up and buy them at the doors or anything like that. You have to have reservations to be there. And we'll be start selling tickets in September the 1st, I believe is what they said they're working on. So September the 1st, and when they'll start doing the sales, and then we'll give everybody information on how to get there. Or you can go to www.taghocc1.com and go down to the bottom of the page, and there's a segment down there for that. Plus all our other tours that we got going for the Kirksey Museum in Mulberry, Arkansas. We have that going. That is $15 a person. And most of the proceeds go to that museum there to help them out with that. So that's a good thing too. And it's I think our next one I got down to on the 27th, I believe, for the Kirksey Museum. There would be a limit on that, how many people we take, you know. So, and we may have the 3-hour thing. It's a 2-hour tour, and we may start out then the one at 7 and 11, I believe. So, you got plenty of time to get tickets. You can buy tickets ahead of time and all that. We're down here on our out of office on the weekends, or you can go to www.taghocc1.com. It's down on the bottom. All you got to do is click it and buy your tickets there. So, a lot of activity. Oh, yeah, I forgot to tell everybody. We are moving from our facilities here in Van Buren, Arkansas, to Boonville, Arkansas. We got a place down there, and we'll be moving down there in September, and so we're going to be packing up here, which I should have been doing this weekend, but I haven't done anything but tidbit stuff. But anyway, we've been moving down there. Our studios will be down there. We're going to be doing the retails down there. All our events are being done down there. So we go where we need to go, and Van Buren has outgrown us. And so we are moving down there. So now that is all the events we have going on. So plus doing all the investigations too. So, you know, private investigations and things like that. So we are very busy. Busy, busy, busy. Anyway, I want to thank everybody for joining me today. I'll try to get on more, but it's probably it's going to be far and few in between, more than likely, when we come back on the air. So, I hope everybody has a good weekend, good work week. Anyway, I hope everybody, like I said, just kind of stick with us. I'm glad we still got our supporters and our people who are listening to us and all that. It hasn't gone away. We haven't been around as much as we should have. So But anyway, it's one of those things. Like I said, we are moving to bigger and better things, and hopefully it'll work out, and we'll be able to do a lot more things in the future, and hopefully in a new building we can get more stuff done and start selling retail and stuff like that. So I want everybody to have it, like I said, be a safe weekend, what's left, safe work week. We'll try to get back on here as soon as we can and do more updates and stuff like that, what's coming up. But just remember, we got Paracon coming up, and we can do our tours, and we got that fundraiser coming up in October. If everybody just go to www.taghocc1.com. Everything's on the website there. All you got to do is look it up. So, and if you want to buy your tickets, you can right off the bat. Just go down to the bottom, towards the bottom of the page, and you'll see it all lined up there. So, until next time, everybody have a safe work week. And if you're doing any investigations during the week, be safe and be careful. And always look for the upper hand to protect y'all, because we need it in the field we are. Everybody, y'all, have a good work week and a good rest of the day. Everybody, good night.